Chapter 14. Don't duck. But instead, we come to a pond. It looks calm and beautiful at night. The reflection of the moon on the water makes it look like there are two moons. Prince barks and laps at the water.
Was this here before?
Jonah asks.
I don't remember going for a swim.
We went the other way, remember? I say worriedly. We don't have time for this. I look at my watch. It's 5 o'clock back home. 5 o'clock! School is done. It's almost dinner time. The pond is huge. It'll take an hour for us to walk around it. I can't even see the sides of the pond. That's how big it is.
Maybe someone left a boat somewhere around here,
Jonah says. We scan the darkness for something that might float. A canoe would be good. Not that a canoe worked out so well for us in The Frog Prince.
But maybe there's a log. Or a helicopter.
There's nothing but leaves, I cry. And twigs. We could make a raft out of sticks. Prince picks up a twig in his mouth and drops it at my feet. Aw, what a good cat dog. But seriously, how are we going to get across that pond?
Abby, look!
Jonah cries, pointing.
What?
I ask. I gasp. A large black and white duck with a bright yellow beak is coasting right through the watery moon and across the pond.
Do you think it's evil?
Jonah asks. I smile with relief.
No.
It's the duck from the original story. The one that gave Hansel and Gretel a piggyback ride. Make that a ducky back ride across the lake to their house.
Hello? Miss Duck?
I call out. Hello?
Why do you think it's a girl?
Why wouldn't it be a girl?
I bet you one lollipop that it's a boy,
Jonah says. Jonah, did you take a lollipop on our way out?
I took my lollipop on our way out.
I snort laugh. I do not want your sock drawer prince-licked lollipop.
Your lost fancy pants.
The duck starts swimming over to us.
Wow. That's one big duck,
Jonah says as the duck reaches the shore. I think we can all fit on its back. Hello there, duck, I say. Do you think you could give us a ride across the pond? We're in a big rush. Please, please, please don't be an evil minion working for Patty, I think.
Sure,
the duck says and swims closer.
It talks?
It talks. It edges sideways so we can all climb on.
You don't work for the witch, do you?
Jonah asks before we get on the duck's feathery back.
No,
it says. As if it would tell you if it did, I mutter.
Are you a girl or a boy?
Jonah asks.
Settle a bet?
Girl, the duck says. Wahoo! I say, pay up. Jonah hands over his gross lollipop. This is going in a trash can as soon as I see one, I tell him.
But it's still good.
I roll my eyes. We pile onto the duck, and Prince gets in my lap. The duck doesn't sink. In fact, she quacks a song the entire way across the pond.
Miss Duck, can I ask you another question?
Jonah says as she's paddling across.
Sure.
The duck responds.
Are you good at duck ball? I mean, you must be because you're a duck.
I roll my eyes. Well, I can't say I've ever played duck ball, but I am really good at ducking. Ms. Duck says, watch me. She ducks under the water, taking us with her.
No!
I yell as I'm pulled under. Too late. She pops up. We're all soaked. Prince barks loudly. I turn around and give my brother a dirty look.
Sorry,
he says, shaking his wet hair off his forehead, but his eyes are gleaming, and he doesn't look sorry at all. When we get to the other side, we thank Ms. Duck and slide off her back. Then we run to the fence around the vegetable fields. We climb back over the fence. With no bird to stop us, it's easy peasy vegetable squeezy. I look at my watch.
Gah!
It's 6:45 p.m. at home, the middle of dinner time. Our parents have to be freaking out. We've been gone almost 19 hours. By this point, there are probably hundreds of police cars combing the streets. They've probably shown our pictures on the news. I hope they didn't use my class picture from this year. I was not having a good hair day. I feel a lump in my throat. Who cares about my picture? Our poor parents. They're probably really, really worried. This better work, I say frantically as we approach the spinach patch. Otherwise, we'll have to move in forever with Hansel and Gretel's dad.
Are you kidding? Jonah says. If we stayed here, we would totally live in the candy house. It's empty.
Good point, I say. We look at all the rows and rows of vegetables. There are at least 100 rows each way, making a square, so like 1,000 different patches.
So which one did we come out of?
Jonah asks. I know it was a spinach patch, I say.
There are a lot of spinach patches, Jonah says, gesturing around.
I nod. There sure are. I think it was somewhere in the middle-ish? Oh my goodness, are we going to have to knock on all the patches? That's going to take forever, and what if it doesn't even work?
Wait, Abby, Jonah says. Let's look for my baseball hat.
I roll my eyes impatiently. Of course, I want you to find your hat, Jonah, but we really have to focus on getting home. We can always get another hat. Jonah pokes me in the side.
Yeah, but this hat will be sitting right where we came out. So if we find the hat,
we find the spinach patch. I finish. Duh. Smart thinking, Jonah.
Thanks, he says and smiles.
The two of us walk separately through the patches, carefully studying the ground, until my brother hollers,
Here it is! I found it! My hat!
Prince and I run over as Jonah places the Cubs cap squarely on his wet head. He points to the patch on his left.
That's it, right, Abby?
I think so, I say, squeezing his shoulder.
Good job!
Prince looks at us and barks. Then he jumps on the spinach patch and smashes his paw against it. It turns purple and starts to spin.
Oh, look! Mary Rose is opening it for us! Wahoo!
I cry, filled with relief.
Yes! Jonah shrieks. Bye, Vegetopia!
Jonah and I hold hands. Prince is ready to jump. And on my count of three, we all leap in.